I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Uprising. Enjoy.
Your button has feather voices.
It's actually 11, and I hit a 2.
She's pooping an angel.
That's why she's got
that facial expression.
I had a drink in my mouth that I was like, I had a drink in my mouth that I was about to do a spit take all over my character.
So that's actually a 7.
Okay.
And so I hit a 6.
And they are AC6. No, that is a hit. Yes.
This deck is a mixture between my Category 2 stuff and Goalings, but I didn't really have enough cards to make it work, so I threw some other random stuff in.
Really gruesome. Oh, yeah, it was really gruesome. Oh, you know what, though? Roll a d20. On a 1, your sword got stuck into the tree after you cleaved completely through.
Is there any chance that I can, like, take out multiple goblins?
That's good. I'm going to drive him with my magical staff to help him with the low boost for my health, or...
So I got 2 of these,
okay.
Right?
All right, we all have to wait until the new round.
All right.
Comes.
Oh, yep.
All right.
Is that from the new set, too?
And they already tried to attack you back. So
I got 2 of these, right?
Okay, so from that position, you are the most advanced. You can see just about back in when you try to mark this with dice that there are roughly 80 to 100 goblins that have formed up in a square, like in a rectangle.
Oh my.
Any of these Rehewer Pains and still turn organized. So I couldn't use either.
So they're like stars right here and goes back that way.
So good,
also, over here, you can see there's another group forming that's probably in the neighborhood of like 40 to 50 goblins so far, and they're still gaining ranks.
Whoops.
So they're in the jungle too, but they're forming a rectangle here.
Earth and water.
And then you see a third rectangle forming. Yeah, that's about 15-20 goblins so far, but they're still coming in from there.
Think of all the experience.
But I still want 2 and 2.
Okay.
So, who knows?
Not that much, to be honest.
Probably not.
And so, we missed something.
Their channel grade is
2. 3.
Oh, I was supposed to go.
2. What were you supposed to do?
4.
Oh, 4.
There we go.
So now in 3, what do you do?
Can I shank a goblin with my fancy dagger?
There are no goblins nearby to be shanking, unfortunately.
Alright. And there's like a bunch of them in the distance, whatnot.
Yeah, you really don't see very many. There's a couple here, a couple there that are formed up, but there's the terrain is sloping up over, like, there's some vines and trees and stuff here, so you really don't see what they're doing beyond. You could advance to that line.
It's pretty good.
And then maybe...
I might need to pick that up for this stuff.
Blast again, although you're going to run out of experience.
How's the fire around me? Is it so
tangled?
It's pretty rough, and the trees right at the edge are burning.
I'm pretty sure the tree has ice in it.
There's one tree that looks like it's probably in the neighborhood of 20 years old or so.
Yeah, it does.
It's fully aflame. Its bark is peeling off. It's silently crying out in agony. All the small larvae that were growing in the bark of the tree and that the roots have been...
I'm going to try and put it out with my rope.
You see a little larva pop. It was boiled alive.
It was fun.
I don't think
I'm going to try and...
I don't think I have
any. Also a bit of a black coat.
The phase is going over to put stuff, out the flames on the tree. All right, so that's... You spend the rest of your round trying to save the tree. Okay.
I'm friendly.
Ignore me. Just try to put out the fire.
Ignore me.
I'm an elven fireman. Okay. And anything missed at the end of the round?
This is the first single I ever
bought. Okay. So we're going to a new round now. This time, missile fire will go before melee. So unless there is a spell or actually use a missile fire, we're just doing missile fire to start with.
All right.
Okay.
There's not a lot of cards.
First strike.
so far.
Now, you can always choose to throw the last two hand axes and then switch your two-handed sword, but it takes a full round to draw your two-handed sword.
I'm going to make a deck using Dark Wind.
So be aware of that.
Because you have to do it all epically.
You can throw your hand axes and give you two attacks, and then draw your long sword, your two-handed sword this round, but you only have three goblins, so
I'm going to make a deck using a playset of Dark Lords.
And also remember, somewhere out there is your two hand axes that you threw before, so you don't want to pick them up before they're lost. That's not very common.
I threw this guy.
Okay, also, you do notice as you follow the tree line down, like right here, maybe it's 60 yards away or so, you can see right along the tree line, it looks like a unit of goblins.
1,000 per strike.
Sephiroth.
12 or 15.
Is it this one?
From the toads?
What?
Okay,
no.
Try to kill
them. No, that's horrible.
Okay, so missile fire 9.
That looks cooler.
It really does.
Missile fire 8. Missile fire 7.
Is it better than this one?
Missile fire 7, Charlotte.
No, I go 4. Sorry.
Oh, you're 4. Okay, yeah. So missile fire 7. Missile fire 6. 16. Okay.
Missile fire? They're using tangles.
Is that super up
there? Okay, so you can do that during missile fire. Now,
I hope to.
From where you're at, you don't see large batches of goblins. You see goblins, but you don't see large batches. You could actually, if you didn't use their missile fire, you could advance up to where Jake is. There's no goblins in this area, like it's been cleared. He's fighting goblins that are beyond that little ridge line. So if you hold it immediately, you could actually move up to the ridge line and then
double
the goblins again.
I'll do that.
Yeah. Okay, so you're still holding them. All right, so we're missile fire 6. Missile fire 5.
It's pretty expensive.
Okay.
When did
goblins will missile fire in 4.
Does my archer go during my action?
Oh no.
No, you would need to, if you're gonna have him fire missile fire, you'd have to roll initiative for him.
Okay.
Alright, so go and do that now. So
5.
Alright, so back up to 5 now. Alright, so the newly supplied knight archer will fire in 5. Okay, and you can see goblins.
No, that's a really good one.
So what do you want to do? I mean, you got 3 out there, you got the 4 in the pit, and then every one of these represents a goblin. All
so right.
This doesn't count.
He's gonna.
What are you doing?
Wow, he's finally really good.
That's a win.
So there's an archer here that Jake didn't kill. There's a guy that Jake's still fighting. There's a guy here. This is an archer.
That's from him and McGowan.
There's several other archers. Most of these guys back here are archers.
This time he'll shoot 3 volleys.
Three volleys of 2 arrows.
Yeah, and one at as many as he can hit. One at 6 different goblins.
Okay. So
front most.
Eat it.
Front most goblins.
No, that attitude.
Okay. One hits, the other misses, and with that many volleys thrown off, there's no time to redirect it.
Okay.
You can redirect the latter ones with that first one. Good job. Okay, so roll a d6.
We're gonna
entangle.
I'm gonna
entangle
them.
Alright, randomly put something.
I use my entangle.
Second volley, roll.
Huh? I already used my entangle.
Both hit, killed 2.
Nice.
I didn't yet. I have
3 third volley, and this one's going
to
be redirected.
Fire, animals, does the devil.
Roll 2 to hit.
So people's bow, my X. I feel like that might be like a create blight type thing.
I'm after Aaron.
Stinking cloud, tree.
What? 6?
Resistant fire, and 6. Then stone shape.
Okay, so killed another one. And then you have one that's in the air that you can try to redirect.
16.
And you do. Nicely done. Okay. And we'll all
get I'm getting a hang of this archer thing.
And you steal my pot.
So,
the
last guy, Aaron, the last guy, you redirect the arrow, and it hits him square in the forehead, and he just shakes it off.
What?
Roll a d20 versus half wisdom.
14.
Okay, gain 1 insanity point.
Dang!
Aww.
But I don't believe it.
You did in that instance.
Oh, man.
I don't believe it.
The problem is, once he warps reality, if he believes it and somebody else doesn't, then he gains an insanity point. And then you go up a level, insanity points can cause you to get insanities.
I have an insanity.
She has 1 right now, but she's
just... He has 3.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I have 3 points.
He has 3 insanity points, but... He went up a level with 3 insanity points.
He went up 2 levels.
Insanity.
And I only
two,
had
2. And 3.
And then went up another
level. Right. She only had 2 and she got 1 insanity.
So she's insane now.
Yeah. Worse than basically.
Is there a spell that cures mental illness? Or
yes, cure insanity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Maybe I could try
so
that for
can I remove insanity points using spells like that? Okay.
I want to try my second level spell. Yeah, like, when we're not in combat.
Healing magic is not as easy to replicate. When you're
create a rod. Right,
anyway,
create her rod.
So the goblin's fire.
Believe in it.
Okay.
And touch himself.
So Jake, you see that a lot of those archers that are formed up in those rectangles are
break.
Bowmen. Bring it! And the only one that they see is you. Okay? And so we're going to 6 archers fire at Jake.
Wow.
So 8, 9, 12, 17, 22. Let's see if your AC holds up. If it does, it's going to be really impressive. Okay.
Don't roll any 20s, Tim.
We're going to do it together, okay? And say, well, your AC is actually negative 1?
0.
0. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So AC is 0. So they need a 16 hit AC 0. So roll 2 at a time. I'm going to roll 2. You roll 2. 22 total.
Oh, that would change.
So that's nothing. I got 1.
Want me to roll 2?
Okay, I'm just going to set the dice aside as I did. So that's a total of 4.
Here you go, Dan.
13. No, you got it. You have a character rule.
I was just giving you dice.
1.
That's
roll
20.
How many of these goblins are left?
At least 22. Because they're rolling 22 archers.
So you got 3 hits?
I have 1. Yeah, but why would I do that?
Yeah, hit 5 before. Times
5% chance of hitting me.
10, 16, 17.
Druids are losers.
Better
you
press
it open there.
Simpletons are losers.
It's magical bronze plus.
Does the magic do anything?
Actually, that would have affected your AC by 1, but.
Oh, now you know plus 1.
Gains 5 instead.
Experience gain!
Yeah, okay, so one of the dice I'm going to take out, I'll roll randomly and see which one is this one. So you're only to 13 points. Okay? So, literally, a hail of arrows comes over that rise.
He senses it.
And
like,
he just says, bring it on! And then he goes, but he stands his ground.
Good job, brother.
Okay.
At least it's not like that scene in Community.
That
when
number of arrows that came over,
Jenny,
you realize.
It's like that scene in Community when Troy runs
back. That's a lot of goblins back there still.
I always wanted it to end this way.
Can we run now?
Right.
You're doing playing paintball and he runs the corner and he's like. No,
and
not even like 20 guys with guns all pointed at all.
Okay.
And all. Like,
they're all in the woods.
One of
them
just
yes.
Sweet.
I go to 4.
Okay, you go to 4. You have one archer. Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. I have archers that have targets that were not. That were not Jade, so those guys are still possible. So on Janny.
I was running.
None.
So
on FaZe. 1.
They hit me?
On the night dude.
Okay.
3.
Oh, hey, whatever happened.
Charlotte. 1.
No, I don't know. It's your responsibility.
Theon.
I thought.
1. Brunson. 1. Does everybody remember their number? Because I don't know if I did.
1.
Yeah,
1.
Except for night dude.
But I'm like in the
night
woods.
Night dude got 3. Let's do
yeah,
let's
learn my lesson.
So
don't
6,
make
20.
Any more faces.
Yep. Okay, keep going.
So I'm Mazor's
friend. Keep going. Mazor's
friend.
Mazor
okay,
has
so you got Aaron, you've got 3 shots that are coming in at him that it looks to you like they would hit him.
Okay.
So what do you want to do? You can make him adjust, as in like,
he gets,
like he got hit.
Yeah, he gets hit and he goes like,
okay,
but then
so
he just keeps going back at
him. Alright, so it looks like he got hit, 1 arrow sticking in him, 2 skimmed off, whatever, you make it look like that, roll a d20.
9.
No problem. So, anybody that cares, that's what it looks like. Right? And then...
You should make a spell
Janny,
that,
didn't get
the
it.
Weapons hit the person.
Charlotte.
So wherever they run, it chases them and...
Nothing.
That's what I'm trying to do, but I'm not great at it.
Roll on base. Go ahead.
2.
1 hit.
I'm supposed to roll worse.
No, 6 points.
Oh my goodness.
I just healed that. Not a good way to get in with our group, Tim.
I just healed that.
It's okay. He's not even close.
Roller coaster ride of healing and damage per phase, and he doesn't have a very high.
All right, he's not even close to as dangerous as I am so far.
I'm basically level 4 and have 18 hit points.
I thought I was back in the woods.
I've done a lot of...
One hit on Brunson.
I've done a lot of friendly fire.
1 point.
Ka-chow!
Just enough to ruin the spells for the round. Okay?
No fireball for you.
Not missing anyone.
I didn't have any more fireballs.
No sleep for you.
That should be it. Okay. And that should conclude missile fire. Now we're in melee.
Hey.
What'd you roll?
Hey.
You're not
so we don't need to go in missile fire.
Oh. Missile fire, yeah.
So wait a minute. They're firing from the side of the woods where we're at? Huh?
Yes, what? They're firing from inside the woods all over the place, basically.
Oh, so they're surrounding us.
Not behind you. Like, there's no one outside here.
Oh, my God.
I thought that's where we retreated to.
You went into the woods. Okay. Where they were at. And instead of them coming out where they were, they filled in the woods. Instead of they were falling out here, the party retreated back into the woods here, and then
well, I'm still
Danny
not
actually
retreated.
Moved up the Silent Blast out there, and so did FaZe, I think.
FaZe went more up towards the woods.
Blast. Somebody finally Silent Blasted in there, but anyway, FaZe the point is the goblins, instead of keeping going out the way they were coming, they came into the woods this way. There's a rise
now
right here that Jake can see past, but nobody else can see past it yet. Okay? And so we're in melee 9.
No!
No, we're not! Shoot the crap out of
it! This is like the 4th time!
Okay, stop distracting me. Not you, them. Alright, here we go. So, you've got one archer right here that has not fired. You've got three archers, or two archers right here that fired. These are all archers that fired.
I guess I'll hit the one.
Okay, start by taking out the guy that hasn't fired?
Yep.
One shot?
Yeah.
Okay, roll hit.
One shot.
16.
That's a hit. He's dead. Okay, so he will not fire.
Oh, I did not.
Okay, now everybody else has fired that's out there that you can see, so you can just randomly pick a guy.
Yeah, it's one. 20.
Hit the one that shot me.
Something else.
It makes me angry.
Sometimes.
Okay. Can we go to melee now?
Entangle. No more food.
Okay,
for you
have to get
no
where you want to be sweet. To actually do the entangle. So what is your initiative?
Oh.
Did
you roll initiative?
I did, but you said wait till melee.
Yeah, I think it was 7. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So in melee 7, you can move up there, right. And then whatever how long it takes you get there, then that's when you go up.
I'm counting the people I knock in this hit as my
get up there to see
when
you're hit.
So you know.
Okay. So first of all, melee 9. Melee 8.
Yes.
Okay, in 8.
Using my dragon ring to turn invisible for a random amount of time.
Okay. Brunson disappears.
Because I'm tired of being hit by arrows.
He has
spells.
A dragon ring?
Yep.
It's what he got from that red dragon way back when.
Oh.
That died from the Rod of Dopeness.
Yeah, the Sorry. Rod of Dopeness killed it.
Okay. Then named Point by Deer Root himself.
Brunson disappears in 8. Anybody else in 8? 7.
I'm at 7, but I'm just going to hold. Okay. I'm trying to stay, like, out of this combat.
I
rolled a...
Keeping resources for the Gate of Chaos is the whole plan.
I rolled a 6 for the Archer Initiative, but I'm going to go in and go in melee.
Okay. You could just, like, stay out here and farm goblins until
you
level up.
Oh, did you? I thought this was a new round.
We can go back to Jack, though.
Level up.
No,
because you rolled...
Thanks,
Ron. This round, he's going
to
fire
have to do the
3 times, $2.
Yeah. I thought that we just started...
I don't think the DM would appreciate it.
Doesn't know a lot. It's like we walk around until we hit the end of the battle. It's like Final Fantasy. We walk around.
7. All right, so 7, you begin to move. Okay, you need to make a Jack to roll these ones. You're looking for a low number as you're navigating through the jungle to get up next to Big Brother.
11.
Okay, so no problem. You're fairly dexterous, as I recall. All right, so it's a 2-segment move to his side. I'm
saying
you're
kind
of using the tree for cover or whatever a little
yeah.
bit. But
it's like,
so you start at 7,
thing
you get there
I
at
hate
5.
The most
okay, anybody else have 7?
Me.
Okay. All right, you've got 3 guys in front of you. Kill them all?
Yep.
Jump on! Roll 3d20.
I think there's no time where I play Final Fantasy.
Okay, he's hit.
And I was just doing random because
I
didn't
want
to
miss you. I have one left over when you're done.
Oh!
Well, he's cranking with the low numbers.
Yeah. I absolutely despise
I
have
one
levels.
And a two.
But all right, we're going to play MMOs two on you right now, so
whatever. I'll just go and farm all day long.
And miss.
I'll
and
just
hit.
Sit there farming. It's and like grinding, but for stuff.
He's got chainmail right now.
Can
Entangle
somehow
kill them? So, like,
bulk play Warframe. It's like 5%.
Hey, if you like bulk play Warframe.
It's on right now.
The difference is, farming takes a lot longer.
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
Leveling is actually pretty quick, but farming takes a while.
I went back to playing.
Yeah, if you get rid of, if you stop doing the two Star Wars thing, then you can put your shield back.
If I had internet, it would be interesting.
Yeah, I was trying to find the disc for it the other day when Tommy was over. So I was looking.
So
I have the second one.
You don't have to. Just go online and download it.
Are you talking about the Old Republic with, like, revenue stuff? The role-playing one?
Yeah, the MMO.
Oh.
Oh,
it's a small buckler.
That's free to play. I'm thinking of Knights of the Old Republic.
It's a small buckler.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of too.
Two hand axes. But you're always
playing.
It's a small shield, like the whole wear on your arm while you're fighting.
Oh, so like.
They still run that? So I still got to do single immunity now?
Still
running.
So basically, it's like.
So, we got a community of three right here.
It's like
I've been wanting to get people to play.
I don't have internet, I'm not sure.
I haven't been enjoying any of the video games I've been playing.
So go over to Aaron's house and y'all can play it.
Yeah.
I have to work when I don't.
Anyway,
I work
so
when I don't.
The goblins hit you back. Okay,
we're
still
getting on a better schedule.
Six? Any other sixes?
Let me talk to your boss.
Let me talk to your boss.
Yeah, he wants to talk to my boss. He's not going to talk there.
I shot down.
He's dapping me up, bro.
So if I believe that, believe in that archer, it'll become real, right?
Correct. But then you'll have to figure out how to get rid of it later.
Well, maybe it can just be our friend. It's not another person that's in our party, so we should.
And that's
have
an improved
Phantasma
Force, so that'll last longer.
Also remember, you won't have control of him anymore either.
Yeah, he can be our friend.
Don't worry, I have charm person.
You sound very optimistic.
I have charm person.
Can I can
yes, charm person. Yes, charm illusionary person.
Yeah.
I can change it to be whatever I want. So I can make him a friend of our party and believe that he's our friend, and then he will be.
Is this how you're trying to bring Galarin back?
Brunson has
you must theory. See the flaw with that logic. Because unless he had a sign on him that says, like, I am a friend of Bezor. He's wearing a Bezor t-shirt.
Well, but I can
shift. Bezor's number one fan.
I heart Bezor.
What exactly? How that he is a friend?
I can shift. I can just change his brain. Problem solved.
You can't see his brain.
The problem is, do you believe...
I'm going to give him an I love Bezor.
The proof that the force includes some sound and heat. None of that allows you to see his brain, okay? Or show his brain. All right, anyway, moving on. So, that was six.
I love Bezor t-shirt.
Five.
How are you going, five?
She arrives.
Give him a Bezor
okay.
for life check.
So, you arrive next to your brother just as he's ready to start fighting out. There's a goblin in front of you right now.
So you know in the future it's your illusion.
When you arrive,
it's my
artist's
mark
here,
where they sign on
the
bottom of the
rectangle of goblins. They're in the forest, but it is huge, and there's like...
Bezor for life.
40 of them.
Four elements.
And then there's another one here that's in the 30 to 40 range. And then out here you can see more goblins, but with him there you can't really see what's there. So
I'm
going to
aim for like the
range. You can hit one of those huge groups, basically.
Can I like aim for the middle?
Yeah, I mean, it's big enough. You probably target most of the group of goblins, but it's going to be just one of the groups. It's not going to be both groups.
All right. I guess I'll get the one.
If you look at it, you see that over half of this group has bows and they have them out, and over half of this group has bows and they have them out.
I think Chocomog is
totally. You might want to actually entangle and get down.
Yeah, I'll aim for
hide,
these ones.
Hide behind the ridge. Okay. So you're going to try to entangle them, right? Yeah. So they all get saving throws. We'll break them down into like fives. Just roll 4d20.
That's pretty cool. It looks pretty.
All jaggled. Mm-hmm. So, roughly 30 out of the 40, and the whole unit is just discombobulated. They're confused as they're dealing with it. About three quarters of them are entangled to the point of not getting away. What's that?
Any of them die?
It doesn't look like it.
You look disappointed.
This one, you just take your staff. Whack.
I killed this guy for you.
And do bear in mind that has a fairly limited time that lasts. Yeah. So, okay. And then what, are you going to like dive back behind the ridge before they can shoot again? Considering.
Can I get any closer within this time?
Yeah, you can get closer to them.
I'm gonna try getting my staff out during this time if I can.
Well, you seem to have your staff out.
Yeah,
you're carrying.
I'm just gonna try to get close enough to some of them so I can start.
Okay, so you entangle them and then you're gonna charge down the ridge at the unit of 40 or so goblins.
Yeah,
so many chuckles.
But that also provides you some cover because unless they're really stupid, their friends are not all that likely to shoot at you.
Yeah,
that's a chuckle.
Did you hear what I just said?
Nope.
No.
Unless goblins are really stupid.
They are really stupid.
Yeah, their friends are not all that likely to shoot you. Okay. Yeah, there you go. That's cool. Alright, and that was six?
Five.
That was five. Any other fives?
Attack.
Okay, roll. First goblin. That looks like a mess, unfortunately.
Check out Things Were Different Back Then, the origin story of Lord Victor, told from a certain point of view.
I think I
needed
a six now.
Seven.
Drink them all.
Six, but then...
I had to get one, because...
What do we have? You have a base of... We said 13, but... It's two extra for the sword, that's 11.
My
hand is 6, so you need a 5.
I really do.
What?
I miss. Okay.
You
want to roll the second one?
It's detrimental over there.
Missed by 1. Okay. And you went in 5. He goes in 3. So you're now simultaneous on your third attack. So go ahead and roll your last one. And he hits you.
I finally hit him.
And he's dying blow. He does 3 points of damage. And you killed him. He was dodging, bouncing all around, hiding behind the tree.
He's like,
I got you, big man!
He just lopped off his head. He dies happy.
Can I still get out?
It's like that once upon a time.
He dies happy, he dies a warrior.
You're basically one of them using on new teams. Because there's nothing else close to you.
What?
You could charge down with Janny.
That's my
charge. Otherwise, she's going to be a pincushion. Yeah, roll your next check. You're already in segment 3. Is that me? No,
that's right. 16 bears.
Oh. Right, so you're right there with her, which means that at least you will divide the fire. If they shoot at her. Okay? But what you have in front of you is 30 tied up goblins.
Attack the goblins!
So, they will be relatively easy to kill.
We gotta do this quick.
Alright. We're in initiative 4, 3.
Ramsey.
Oh, I have an idea, Janny. And I pull out the bottle of rice liquor.
Oh,
light it.
She's.
Okay,
she's,
believe it or not, their morale is holding.
Time to get rickety rickety back.
So.
What initiative
are we
at?
Are we still fighting the.
3.
Goblins?
Okay, we're getting close.
Yeah. Okay. So, in 3, the unit of goblins that you saw, that no one else saw, that was down here, comes out of the woods.
I got a question.
Okay. There are 30 of them, and they're in rectangle formation.
Wait, they came out of the woods?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
We should throw alcohol at them, make it flammable, and try to burn them.
Something already is flammable. We just have to inflame it.
Well, let's inflame the alcohol and try to kill him.
It's like a Molotov cocktail?
Yeah,
Molotov
cocktail.
Molotov.
Molotov.
Molotov is what, like, Jews say. Or
are there any more squads?
Trying to think of another word for it. Molotov.
Well, this one you never saw, so you
like,
know
Opa,
there's another
Opa.
Large one here.
Everyone goes, Opa! It's like
charged,
that, but
there's one over here. 60. So you can do it by like just do 20 each and count as 3
that's
or something.
That's pretty funny.
I was doing the this D6 as 10 each.
Oh, okay, that works.
I got another version of him too. One of these.
Maybe each one of them. 2, 7.
Who's that?
All right. And that, so they jump out of the woods, and they charge Mark and around the pit, basically.
Where he discovered his fire.
You see a huge unit of goblins, 30 of them.
Gary, devastating fire.
They're charging in your direction in formation.
I'm going to try to kill them.
The front rank has spears.
Is that like your favorite?
The second rank has short swords, and the back have short bows.
Wait, where's
my front rank has spears? My
Oh, okay.
Where is my
isn't six with that jester dude?
Right here. Villain?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
I see them.
He was fighting three guys. He attacked them all. He rolled one and two.
I say, I see them, Mark.
So he didn't kill
them. Because I did not flee into the woods. I've been standing on the woods line.
You're going to have more goblins. Four is with it, so.
Yeah, just been standing behind a tree the whole time.
Oh. Yep.
You
okay.
So that fits the second. What was
the goblin? The goblins.
Well,
okay. You see, you see that the unit of goblins here. The bowman had already fired over the. The guys in the front ranks are
10-2.
They break. So there's about 20 of them, and they're going over the rise.
There's no category.
So 20 melee goblins. Come over the rise towards
I found your old save in the game, by the way, Jen. 10-2.
So they'd have to reprint
for PlayStation 2.
What?
I found a memory card with it, yeah. So I might just play through it and try to beat Chema that way. Because I was going to have to play through it like two or three more times.
Days
to get everything you need to beat him.
Okay.
But I know how I'm going to beat him.
Alright, so that means that FaZe, Charlotte, Sion, Brunson, you all see 20 goblins come over the rise in formation with spears and short swords.
You include... Oh, inside the woods or outside?
Inside the woods.
During phase two? I'm shrinking.
They started in phase three.
Oh, okay.
This is still that same round, right?
Yep. Any other threes?
Every round is named after me. It's just how it goes. I'm hiding behind a tree. We're two. I'm hiding behind a tree. And shrinking. With my shrink spell.
Okay.
I give my archer a tattoo on his wrist that says Vazor for life, but the number 4 and life with a Y.
Okay.
And then,
life with a Y? Okay. Good start, believable.
And then,
that would be believable for him.
And then I'll...
It's absurd.
And I'll take cover behind one of the trees because these goblins coming out here probably in the attack.
Vazor for life. So every time he draws his bow back, he can see the tattoo.
Yeah.
He says that it's right here, too, so he sees
it. Goodness. Okay.
Basor.
And there was somebody else. Who else was there?
Two.
Behind the tree.
Shrinking.
Okay. So you're
shrinking after I'm behind
you. You're 13 inches tall.
You small little man.
Okay.
You tiny, insignificant little
Yeah, and hopefully they'll find my insignificance not threatening and attack someone else.
You will not be telling any diminutive jokes about Theon. Okay.
All of us have shrunk.
The difference is, I chose this.
And?
And I can...
I didn't choose this life.
You chose it, not
I didn't choose the short life. The short life.
I actually did roll his height. And he rolled 40.
I rolled my tumbling.
You want me to roll? You want a low number?
Did you say it's 5? I thought it was a little bit
high. I got low numbers.
You're just getting used to me, that's all.
They're running out
of
big bangs.
Yeah.
And they're really...
Is it really?
No. The goblins are using a lot more tactics than they already are.
Fire.
Okay. Missile fire. Initiative.
Oh, sorry.
Well,
Mr. Tom,
I saw a static blast, another blast, and a fire blast to use. I didn't just not.
Another 5.
You hadn't seen the giant units that are
going
into the combat yet, either.
Yeah, I also don't want a fireball on a densely populated force.
What is the missile fire initiative for the night?
Tommy.
Or what is your initiative?
Wait, no, I think it's 7.
Table right in front of where you should be.
You're all 6.
Transparent yellow die.
Okay.
You T-Rexing your biscuit?
My hand is cold.
Missile fire 9.
Anyway, I have 10-foot mouth.
Missile fire 9.
Three goblins.
Missile fire 8.
I cast meteor.
Missile fire 7.
Right here.
Missile fire 6.
7.
You're not missile fire though. Your initiative is 7, but you're going to need your attack. Was there a missile fire 7?
What about your archer guy?
He goes into missile fire 6.
6.
Okay, are you doing something missile fire?
That's double.
Okay, so you summon a Dust Devil. Yeah. You know what's really cool about that? Cool. Dust Devils actually have a mental stat, which means they can kill people that are in Entangle. So you can just have it go around and kill. It'll kill only one around, though.
It's like a goblin vacuum.
Or you could send it to bind you if you wanted to.
So I can get the people behind
me. Can you have a dust devil all your long?
As a distraction.
I'll do that.
It's a dirt devil.
No, the 20 Neely goblins charged over the rise.
Their dust devil's really a dirt devil. It's a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Just stand there, aiming in your general direction.
It's super cleaner. Okay.
Jenny, I think we just need to take out one more unit, and then they'll probably
I've heard a rumbling rumor that that might be true.
A
whirling wind of dust and leaves arrives by Janny, and it takes off toward the archers.
Goodbye.
Seven
I'll miss you.
Jake's 9 intelligence.
Okay, where
are we? What's that?
Oh, that
was
4
out of 7.
6. How about 6?
Maybe
we got 6. Maybe we got 5.
Is this missile fire?
No, you're holding. You're immediately.
Oh.
Just missile. You got 5? Okay. So you got 5. So you see the 20 goblin spear and swordsmen charge over the rise in formation, and they're headed generally toward the front of your line, and we'll just move base because you don't see him really. So they're headed this way. Let's move that tree right out.
We gotta kill these units.
Are there any more
kill
bowmen?
Kill the units.
There are scattered bowmen still in the trees up there that you can see, and they will fire sometime during missile fire. They haven't fired yet.
I'll aim for some bowmen then.
Okay, so just pick 2 bowmen and roll the hit.
Yep. 7.
How long have you been?
I'll just roll
ahead. 7.
Okay. I think you're rolling. So we're just 2 dead. Mm. Okay, you've killed more goblins than you see at the moment, but they're still here. Alright, and.
That's awesome.
No, it's still. Kill Azor.
Right? 3.
What?
No self-kill.
Why? What did I do?
They wanted to just run away, and you and Mark drug them into this fight.
I didn't do it.
Yes, you did. You stayed there and cast a spell instead of hiding.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Initiative 3, missile fire.
Not to mention, they might have been more bunched up for
initiative
us to...
Initiative 2 in missile fire.
Go in.
Okay, so the night guy goes in 2. Aaron, your guy goes in 2.
Okay.
So, who's he shooting?
He's going to shoot these guys out here.
Yes, there are 20...
look, he's got
goblins charging down this way, and then you see the guys there. There are 2 guys coming up on Mark's rear that got out of the pit, and then there's miscellaneous bowmen.
Mm-hmm. That's just pretty good.
From this group?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
He definitely wants to shoot the guys out there.
The guys that are charging?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, roll the hit. Would you like to have would you like to have maybe like some of his arrows go through the front goblins, try to hit the goblins behind and stuff like that, so you maybe
oh,
get
yes.
like, some streak. They are nice and neatly lined up in lines as they're charging forward.
Yes.
Okay, so we're gonna roll the hit first. Let's do one at a time. How many arrows are you firing total?
4.
Okay.
2 volleys.
Alright, so the first one
6
is actually a miss.
Okay.
Are you gonna try to redirect it?
Mm-hmm.
Before you can redirect.
9.
Okay, so that's going to miss. If you want to redirect the other shots, you have to let that arrow go.
I will.
Okay. Second shot?
10.
Okay. He's pretty crappy. That's probably good enough. We'll call that a hit.
What
so
are
it's
the
hitting the front guy,
Dragon
and
deck?
Then you can, depending on how many you can see, you can visualize it hitting people behind him. So I'll let you roll a d6. For the number of goblins behind him in line that he can potentially...
1.
So 1 additional goblin. Okay, they both get a save versus spell to see if they don't believe you.
Fail.
Okay, so the guy in front fails his save. So the arrow goes clean through him, and he goes... And his blood sprays out to the guy behind him, and the arrow comes through, and the guy behind him apparently doesn't believe in the arrow. He thinks something's not right. And he just doesn't even try to block it, nothing, and it hits him in the chest, and it like phases away in the light, and you make a wisdom check at half.
What? That's a really hard check. I got 19.
You got 19? You wouldn't have made a wisdom check. Okay? You get 1 sanity point, sir.
I have like 5 by the end of this combat.
Then stop.
You have a hard time believing that arrow was not real because it killed the guy right in front, and then when you see that guy right behind, just
that guy better have a hard time too.
Well, he But yeah, but he rolled a 19 on his saving throw.
Me too!
So, yeah, but you rolled, you were rolling to not get an insanity point. You weren't rolling for a save. Alright. Alright, two more shots. First one. He's gonna miss.
Yeah, it would be pretty bad if
they're both misses. Jenny, try to redirect them.
Len.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's a
player.
The Browns won too.
A little bit. Yeah.
The Patriots also got stomped by the Titans.
Did they lose to the Titans?
They took Brady out of the backfield.
No.
Seven.
Oh.
Good. Yeah.
They put Ryan Poyer.
Okay. So.
They put Ryan Poyer.
Both of the arrows missed. A second goblin, and then you could try to take one of them and redirect and do something fancy if you want.
Sure.
Okay. So you're spinning it around, and we're going to say a chance to hit one more goblin, roll a d20.
7.
Okay. And so the arrow has made it up here over the rise, and there's no goblins up there unless you want to.
No, I was shooting at these guys.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was confused. I thought you were shooting here. Okay. So either way, they were lined up too, so it's not back. So the arrow has completely passed the back of the unit. Do you want to turn it around 180 degrees, add it to somebody from behind?
Nah.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. Do you want to roll?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's roll then.
Then we go to... how many are there total?
One.
Should have been one over there.
What initiative are we in?
Yeah. Missile 2.
Missile 2.
Okay. And here they come. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Every session we start, I'm going to the Caves of Chaos. And then...
Maybe we should just not do that at the beginning of the session.
Alright. And,
back to chapter.
The goblins are firing back. This is where it gets ugly, okay? So the goblin segment of that unit is going to fire at Mark, but notice that there's a good chance that they will hit their friends. I guess they'll do it. Okay? So we've got a total of. We have a total of 12 arrows.
This is about half the cards I'm sorting through. I still have no.
Hey, you have 13. 12 arrows and a 13 bit. Oh, I got 2.
Nope.
Okay.
We have boxes full of abilities.
Four. Total of 4.
He has boxes.
The last one.
Yeah. He has a whole shell. 2 12.
Okay. So that would be seven arrows total, but there's a chance that they hit their friends. So we're trying to cover. Two did not hit cover. One did.
Are there what elements are you playing? I'm trying to see.
Four did not.
Elements? Yeah.
Ice deck.
Okay, so three arrows are actually hitting you, and four arrows are hitting the goblins around you.
Yeah.
So you play water.
They're more of their friends than they are.
So, once I actually get around to making a deck, I'll probably have a water deck.
Because they could survive their own arrows.
This is called Brainfuck.
So three on you, do a total of
70 something.
7 points.
Well, that's the Final Fantasy game that I'm playing on.
Take 7 more damage. Okay. One's on the goblins.
I might start running pretty soon. Linked up to one of my bases.
Not dying is good. Okay.
I'm at, started.
I was at 23.
Okay. This goblin right in front of you dies from his own enemy, from his own friendly fire, and this goblin right here dies.
Yay!
They killed their friends, but they didn't
shoot. Yay, goblin inept archers.
Yeah. Okay?
Yay, goblin.
Inept goblin archers.
These two guys at the edge of the woods right here are going to fire at you as well.
No, we helped their kind ones. Why are they shooting us? Just saying.
Because they're not the same ones we helped.
Was it this group that went to the goblin village full of poop?
Yeah.
Their friend...
That's not a human.
Okay, so both shots came to the guy.
I think I'm at 16 points.
All goblins would be nice to us.
We should befriend them, but not these ones.
No, these. We should have befriended these guys.
You just decided to fight a goblin attacking them. My bad.
Yeah, because that's what that would have happened as literally as you're saying. But.
We should have never let him attack.
Okay,
he keeps getting us into trouble.
Right.
Here,
we should just kill him.
We should just tie him up everywhere we go.
All right, so you got
on
three
the
arrows, Aaron. They're hitting.
When we need him,
your guy here.
Just put him on a leash. Then we just let go.
You're gonna have him act as if he got hit again.
Shot
collar.
He goes to cast.
No, you throw shot collar on it.
see how believable it is.
Bad Bazor.
Well, get a metal collar with like a chain and just
chop the rest of it. Bazor himself.
Hit him with a rolled up
D3 space. Minus one. No. Arrows. One.
Wait, do I lose the spell if I...
You either lose it or have to let it go to duration.
Or make it...
And it's improved.
Not make it real, I thought.
Yeah, you could make it real. You could try. Anyways, you are being hit. So duration or make it try make it real.
I am getting hit?
Yes, you're getting hit by one.
Make it real.
Okay, so first of all, you will take 4 points of damage. And you need a save versus spell, which you can negativize it if you choose to.
I will.
My initiative is an 8, so I'm waiting for my initiative.
I rolled 20.
Awesome.
Okay, so he is on. He will go on duration. He is not real.
Dang it.
Okay, he'll stay and fight for a while. He's going to stand his ground and shoot his arrows. That's all he can do. Okay? Until his duration ends. All right, and then we're on Charlotte. Bazor already did Brunson. He's not getting hit. Charlotte has got one arrow. And Charlotte is hit by one arrow. Ooh. For 2 points of damage.
No casting for you.
Brunson is invisible. I'm going to do a D20 minus 19 arrows.
No. Bad GM.
D20 minus 19 arrows. Here we go. Oh, negative 18 arrows.
Oh, sweet. So the next 18 arrows deflect around me.
Yeah. There's actually a wolf and a dog. The wolf here is not engaged yet.
It's like this.
Exactly.
He's going to help Danny. Because it's going to be cool. Okay. And then we're going to go to... This is it. This is the moment of truth. Of the 20 archers that stayed in that group, the front... Of them, some of them are going to be tied up dealing with the Dust Devil because that's a little freaky. So we're going to take out, let's say, 5 of them. So that brings us down to 15 archers.
That's all that's left, 15 archers?
No, of that group. Yeah. And then of the 15 archers, 5 of them are going to fire randomly over the hill. Okay, so they will hit a random person in the party if they roll a d20. It can be phase 2, it can be anybody, it can be a random person.
What are the chances?
No.
5%.
No.
Per archer.
And no. Okay, so nope, they didn't hit any. Now, these 10 archers that are going to target Jake and Janny.
Oh, boy.
What if we can't have
so
it?
It's going to be random. So,
this Thursday.
10
I've got
28 archers,
health, I'm good.
Or is it Jack and Jane?
Ain't going that bad.
So let's see. On a 1-4, even though Janny did the magic thing, on a 1-4 they're going to hit Jake. On a 5 or 6, they're going to go after Janny. Okay, and these are the dice, and they mind you, there's 10 archers. They each get 2 shots. So
that's 20 shots.
So we got 4 archers, 5. It's split 50-50.
Wow.
Okay, so we're going to do Jake first. Okay, they need within 16, right?
Mm-hmm. That was 16.
Take him back? No, that would be too generous. Okay, so they're not firing on your back, so they don't get the bonus of the bronze armor, so they're on the other side.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
So within the 16 day. These are the good guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So here we go on Jake. Ready? Go.
Okay,
I got nothing. Yeah. Okay, so that was 8 or so. Where are you going? I got 1 hit. So 1 is the last one. 2 hits total. 2 hits total.
Faster than the magic?
Yes. No, because the one was just
a yeah.
One
did so you need 17 and a half.
So it should have been 17.
Yeah, just one.
Dink!
Danny, however! Here we go! Okay.
You did.
New dwarf.
I got 28 hit points.
She gets to be a little gold, little girl dwarf.
From the front, it's she has leather. That's all she has written down.
And then what's her dex?
16.
So that's two. So she's AC 6.
Oh wow.
Ouch.
That's mine.
I need like a.
Mine's better than that.
That's what I got.
Okay, so two misses so far. Hold on, let me catch up. I got one hit. So one hit out of four rolls. One and a one both times.
21?
20 and a one. That is weird. Okay, you hit nothing? Okay, so we still have two hits on eight rolls.
One. Just one.
I got two. So I rolled a 20. And so five hits out of.
Dude, you're all rolls.
Brother, if I die, use
seven,
my staff and
touch
you
with it.
16, last roll.
Why are you Sonic Blessed?
8, 9.
I
didn't think of it. This could be
ironic. It's ironic, because you didn't think of the thinking power.
I'm almost 50%.
Oh, but I rolled a couple of orders, so that could help.
You grab my staff and dab me with it.
As arrows are coming, grab my staff.
Can't you use a staff on yourself?
Nah, she's not unconscious.
Uh-huh. Oh. 26.
I got still 2 hit points.
She's at 2 hit points.
Uh oh. Do you start whacking yourself with the staff?
Do you have a shrinking memory?
Yes.
It automatically goes off. Okay, where are we at?
I'm a Kaiser Rossi and a glass one. I should get this. They hit me so many times, and I have...
Yeah, but it goes into melee initiative.
Alright.
Hey, this is you right now.
Okay. So... Then we go to melee 9. Melee 8.
Yes.
Yay! Wait, Invisible Brunson.
Okay, where is the... Is there any concentration of goblins outside of the woods?
Outside of the woods, out there?
Yeah.
Yes, that big unit of goblins there.
Okay. Fireball them.
It's a forest.
Okay, where is... No, they're not in the forest. They're out of the forest.
Fireball ones outside the forest, he's saying.
Okay, I'm shunk.
Anyways.
I will attempt to attack them.
Do I see them?
Probably somewhere near you anyways.
Was that 15?
Face, fireball! Anyways, where's a large concentration of archers that I can see?
The largest concentration of archers you can see is in here. They're a scattered unit, okay. It's not a full unit.
Isn't that
you sleep? Be aware, there are 20 melee troops that have not attacked this round. And they're all coming down here toward the party.
And is people ready to engage them?
No. Charlotte fired a bow this round, Bazor.
Okay, I hit them with a sleep spell.
Okay.
Sleep!
Yada yada, sleep in 7.
So, yeah, when Charlotte yada yada, off sleep in 7. Does anybody have a melee 7?
Me.
Seven. Okay, so we'll do that in a minute. Spell goes off. I went 46.
46?
No, 40. 44. 64. No,
44,
yeah.
44. 44. 44. Are they plus one? 44 plus one, or just 44?
Yeah, 44. I'll look.
40D.
Three. A four. It's looking
seven.
Good. A one.
Eight.
And a four.
12.
Nice.
Yeah, straight 4d4. And how many do you get? 12?
Yeah.
12.
Okay, so 12 of the 20 goblins go down, sleeping in the woods. There's going to be a lot of hacking left to be done. After all this is over.
If I stab myself with my staff, will that heal me?
Oh, I'm not invisible anymore.
You'll have to decide on your action whether you're trying to use your staff to heal you or psionic blasting.
It's up to you.
Yes.
Can I hand the staff to him and then he do it?
Are you pretty sure he wants to use his longsword?
Pass me
the
sword.
I'll take you're like, it. You're going, here, take this. And he's like, no! Okay.
And then Brunson says, this is a random encounter. Let's mop it up.
Pass it to Mark.
I'll say that.
Okay. Pass Mark and Major almost have 7. What's Mark doing? Killing goblins?
Killing goblins.
With your measly surviving 16 points, do you want to charge a unit of 30?
No.
guys with spears and swords and bowmen now that are out there?
What's the other choice? Let's do it. I'm going to draw arrows.
Let's start again. The two that's in the
he's shutting.
Run away. Far away.
I can hit the two.
You get in the hole and hit those two. Yeah, if you go in the hole, but the goblins will probably come down after you, though. Oh.
Draw them in.
I'm hitting.
20.
Okay, so you're jumping in the hole?
Yeah. No, I'm attacking.
You did?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm only at 20.
Okay, so brave and courageous Mark.
Seven. I don't want to hear it.
Charges a unit of 30 goblins and kills one.
Kills one.
He gets 200. What?
Does his big sword cleave multiple goblins?
10.
Is there an ability that does that?
10.
Cleave is an ability. Okay, so you rolled a 10 on the second one?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm pretty sure there is.
That's it as well, so he's killed two.
It's like Sauron with the staff.
12.
Okay, killed three. So he killed three of the unit. Man, that's gotta break their morale, right? All depends on the dice roll. Okay? Plus all these guys fell down. Oh man, this is gonna be a great round. Morale is surely to fail after this round.
Yeah, right.
They're very determined goblins.
I draw Eric and I use my running skill to run towards the large unit.
These guys coming?
Oh man, Eric is coming. Eric is
in the fight. Woods or out of the woods?
How far are each of them?
These are a little less than 20 yards and they're coming down to attack.
What? How many of
them? Seven.
Excuse me? What time would I get to them?
I have to steal myself an egg.
The 30?
It's all out.
It's a real bit. So
if that thing enters withdrawal with me, I'm taking it. Okay, I'll go then. I'm
help Mark.
You go insane.
I can use daggers.
Daggers.
That's how it's
Mazor is pulls out the woodsman's axe.
I'm gonna kill you all.
Sprints and jumps over the pit. He's charging toward the unit that's fighting Mark.
Believe it or not, Mazor's a track star.
And
sixes. Nearly six is like playing Call of Duty right now.
He falls in a hood. Do, 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 do. The hole.
Melee 5.
Oh, think of the theme when Mario dies.
Okay, what was Jamie's initiative?
What did you roll?
7.
Roll.
We're past it. What are you doing? Are you sapping or blasting or streaking and running or what?
Cyanic blasting and I'm going to try running and hide.
Okay. Cyanic blast and
run and hide. Cyanic blast and run and hide.
Yeah. I'm gonna get the one.
The giant unit right in front of you or the bowman?
The giant unit in front of me. They're not out of the entanglement yet, are they?
No, the guys that are right in front of you, the front two thirds lasers or so are tied up.
Good. I'm gonna use the sonic blast on
the bowman then. You probably want the bowman actually.
No, what we need is a Thanos.
Yeah, but they're gonna blow it out.
They are gonna eat out. That's right. You're right.
Well, that was easy.
Did this tree provide any cover? Death gas.
Not so, I'm going to use Sonic Blast on the whole unit in front of me.
Alright.
They gave you the bonus till they didn't hit your back. How about that?
So heroic.
I'll take it.
Okay. So, it's hard to tell because they're all tied up.
Yeah.
You can tell that some of the people in the back went down, but not even half of the ones that were not tied up went down.
Not even confused or anything?
No.
Probably because they're already...
Their saving throw basically doesn't
affect them. I'm running high now.
Okay, so the after side blast, you want to shrink and run and get under a log or something?
Yeah.
So then that's what I'm going to do. This is a lot of resources for random encounter.
Well, I mean, somebody stupid wanted to go ahead and be like, hey, let's encounter all these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of
goblins.
Damage you take. To be fair, I didn't alert that Mark did.
Kill him!
You stood there. You stood there. You stood there.
I went like this.
So, they didn't know.
Alright, anyway, what issue was that actually? Oh, we were back up to you, so we're in fours.
I'm at four.
Me.
Okay.
Oh, I got four.
No, well, perfect then. All right, what is Jake?
Well, your dex is pretty high, too.
Okay, you want to attack potentially dead, comatose, stunned, sleeping, tied up goblins in front of you?
Do they look like potentially stunned blah, blah, blahs?
comatose that goblin's hand.
If they look like they're stunned and incapacitated, then no, I'm going towards...
Well, even the ones that don't look stunned and incapacitated look tied up. You go around the back to get the archers. Or you can go over here and get the archers that just shot you and Danny proliferously.
I'm going to get these guys over here.
Okay.
Yeah, I almost died from them.
Alright,
dust bunny over there.
So go ahead and roll 4 to hits.
4 to hits.
How many things has my dust devil killed?
First one.
You send over the archers to distract them.
Is
and
it
5
nine?
Of them spent this round fighting it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
6.
That's 10 less arrows at you.
We're trying to fight dust
another
devil.
6.
You can't fight that.
And a 1.
You can attempt to shoot it with arrows.
Yes.
Yeah, but it'll just get sucked
kill 3.
In.
Mark down. Kill 3. Okay. This is all within 4. Any other 4s?
Me.
Okay.
Alright, so it's all trees from like that way. So I like trees. So can I come around and like try and drop a fireball to not damage Mark?
I thought you said cheese. Mark?
You could angle it so it's out here to try not to hit Mark and not hit the trees. It's going to do a little bit less, you know, if you put it right on top of there.
Isn't
if
you
put it right on top of them, then it's going to kill them all. It could kill them all because they're all in the unit.
Would it damage the trees?
No, you can hit them without hitting the tree.
Oh.
You're not going to hit all of them without hitting Mark.
Yeah.
That's fine. They can take the rest.
Are you still small?
I like the trees. I heart trees.
Okay, so you're going to be a little careful, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right?
Trees, Mark.
I'm going to kill them all.
How many dice do you have?
I'm not sure.
Fourth level?
Third
level.
But cast as fourth.
Well, right? Memorize it. All right, so you cast as third. So roll 3d6. If you roll at least 12 on the dice, then whether they save or not, they all die. All of it hit.
9.
Come on,
you. Oh, whatever. They're having a bad day.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
nine of them.
Yay.
Yeah. So, no, not 9. Oh, okay. I don't remember. Figure out. Okay. So he's trying not to hit Mark or the trees.
Preferably trees.
I didn't touch it.
Mark, it's acceptable.
Mark is optional in his mindset. When he experiments with him, Mark attacks him.
Because it makes a big difference. I mean, once you're engaging him immediately, you're not going to hit him if you're protecting him. You're protecting Mark. How optional are they? Like, if you're willing to hit Mark, you can hit the whole unit.
Mm-hmm. Can I hit Mark and them, but not the trees?
Yeah.
Okay, do that. He did hit me with a big sword.
You failed. Okay. Alright, so first of all, you're taking 9 points of damage.
Ooh. Yeah. Wait, what?
And
so now you're
at 7.
This fire level mark is at 7. But,
it'll be fine.
That being said, only...
You do it again, I might knock you unconscious.
You already did. This is called revenge.
Wait, what phase are we in?
How much damage did you do with that firewall?
I don't know yet. There are 3 dice.
Oh, jeez. You did 9 points.
What phase are we in?
You did 9 points?
Yeah.
That's it.
We're in level 3.
Weakness.
Yeah. 4. Give me a break.
4 is when I would be arriving.
That's weakness.
Well, okay.
Give me a break. I'm on level 3.
Question is...
Poison your base.
You know, kind of rude and have you charge in there.
And get hit by a fireball.
Okay, so here's what I'm having. You're a saving throw versus spell with a +4 on your dice. If you fail, you still get hit.
I failed. I get a 1.
You just fireballed Bazor. Congratulations. Oh, wait! Save versus fireball for Eric.
Yes. Fail.
Oh, this would be awesome.
Fail. Wait, fail. What is his role?
Fail.
Do I get the experience for that?
Roll up. Does he get it right
there?
Will I get experience for this?
Does he get my ring of protection bonus too?
He fails only on a 1, so.
Oh. 7.
No problem. So Eric will survive.
Yay!
However, you need to roll saving throws for all the rest of your equipment.
I only carry like 10 things ever. Let's go.
And the goblins will fail their morale at the end of this round.
What?
So they're already starting to run.
2 fireballs. Who knows how many more they can use?
All of them.
Yes. So
that's
okay, really I want to pursue and kill every running goblin.
I want to too. Let's have fun.
Okay. So go back to your lunch. After you're done eating lunch, when you get to dessert, Bazor returns after chasing goblins for like an hour.
I'm probably not that much slower.
Kill.
Do you have like some weird bloodlust for goblins or something?
That's the point. You just keep hunting them down.
Maybe in the Dark Army? They killed his sister. I don't know.
Okay.
But so anyway, Big Mac, who knows? Baby sword.
Yeah. So now your distrust of magic.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
It's heightened.
You just got fireballed, so now you're probably not happy about that at all.
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right, real quick, we're gonna be here.
All right. Face. So what are?
Is there anything melee that these guys are gonna they'll break and run?
Am I rolling d20s for these?
Yeah, so you roll a d20. Let's do this real quick.
Murder
like
face.
A caltrop murder pouch. Face. What's
murder. Probably leather skin, right?
Yeah. Do you want to move back or something?
16.
Well, I got my spells from you.
Okay.
So good now.
Coin patch
get
one.
More spells.
Okay.
12.
In my training.
Failed. So your coin's on the floor.
Tommy,
the coins
this is why we don't fire.
If they
fail, teammates.
Then they spin a pile of slag.
Let's knock some more cards.
17.
Which, what would take longer? This or them rolling to kill each individual goblin?
Okay. Coin patch 2.
Otherwise, we could be looking at another round or two. I'm really being. I'm the hero right now.
Coin pouch 2. Nah,
I'm the hero, and he's taking one for the
team. It's only 30. I could have killed them all this round, let's be honest.
It's only 9 points of damage.
Grab a d20 and start rolling.
Okay, coin pouch 2. 3.
15.
Coin pouch 2, I got a 3. So the coins. 8.
Oh, you're back.
Do you want to roll a bigger die?
No.
Coin pouch.
Everything that's in your
back. Yeah. Coin pouch 2.
Pouches, the
coins, I got 8.
Coins, maybe you're safe, so there's still coins.
Do you want.
Okay, so your helmet is fine.
Do you want, like,
eight?
No,
a bigger die?
Okay.
Toast.
Coin pouch 3.
9.
Skin is toast.
Go. 12.
Knife is fine.
18 17. For coin pouch 3. Let's
go.
Fine. We can still see.
That last one. Still good. Was that the one?
That was the one with the continual darkness.
Okay.
Coins in.
All of them are bad.
Looking bad.
I can't see.
Rope is
15.
Then we would have
no, it's bad.
Tons of coins everywhere.
Still good.
Two of them happen to be magical darkness 15. Coins. All right, my clothes.
That one is fine.
16. What's cloth save?
20.
Your extra bowstring is fine. Right. His backpack failed. His extra bowstring in his backpack made it safe.
Can you teach my ranger that trick?
Okay, so what's the save for cloth?
Oh, yeah. I lose bows like they're
really bad.
I got 16.
Bows or bowstrings or yes?
Both.
Do I need to keep going?
Sometimes he just loses the bows.
I'll just go into an encounter.
Oh, really?
And
okay, so I lost my clothes.
Pop out of somewhere. Magic.
All right, for the robe. Also lost the robe.
Snap.
Like a plus 8. Eviscerating bow or something. Which you got like 20.
All right, looks like I'm got no clothing left.
And then you just see Leon.
Hey, you got Charlotte in.
Hey, 10 arrows are gone.
You got Charlotte. You've been Charlotte.
15.
You've been hit by.
He's just like charges the guy.
I got my hat though.
Pants. 15. Pants are gone.
How tall are you?
11. Shirt.
You still have them.
Your shirt's
5 foot.
Your extra pants and
six.
Were in your backpack. First pants.
No,
gone.
I washed off for the.
This is your last chance to have pants
at the,
today.
At the.
Oh, all his pants are gone.
And no one has any in your size.
Second shirt gone. Last shirt. Oh, he's got a shirt. The man has a shirt.
All right, backpack.
You can take the shirt off and wrap it around and make it into a
one.
I didn't catch on fire for once.
Huh?
I didn't catch on fire for once.
Why
are people getting set on fire?
It's fine.
Okay, what's the save for my magic boots?
They're leather, so 13.
So he's
oh my gosh.
FaZe
hopefully
felt like
get a
he
bonus.
Was learning nothing, so he
four.
Felt like this was a useless sword.
Amount
of no!
FaZe lost his magic boots.
I spent 1,000 gold on
but
those.
FaZe doesn't have my boots. You lost what?
Okay,
my boots. I spent 1,000 gold on them.
Those boots.
Well, that'll learn you.
What do those boots do?
Don't run into melee when you're a wizard.
Why? No, don't have wizards when we have melee. That's what we need to learn.
Or just don't waste money on fancy boots.
Like,
no!
Our own guys!
Index number one is no good.
20.
And that's number 2 is good.
Do you like to roll for, like, facial hair and stuff?
8. Uh-oh.
Yes. Yes. Leon does.
If you have
roll
it,
for
you
facial hair.
All right, what's rolling for beard? 18. Beard is safe.
Longbow was fine.
Beard roll.
Roll it for head hair.
For dwarf,
7.
Basically.
What's this? Wait, do I have to roll for my facial hair and the hair on my head separately?
If you want. I would. However you want to do this
one. Alright, so my beard made it save, but my hair on my head did not.
He's bald.
I'm keeping my beard.
Leon's physical description on his character sheet says, full beard, fire permit.
Let's see about this one. That's a 20. I keep the hair in the beard.
So you have a shirt, chain armor, and hair. You're the man.
I'm wearing.
He has a helmet still.
I have nothing but a hat.
And an axe.
And a backpack.
Who's that miniature?
Oh, Mark has boots too.
Naked wizard with hat and
axe. Yep. I got my backpack, my cow shop pouch, my coin pouch with the continual darkness is conveniently. I lost my 1,000 gold piece boots. Freaking face. I demand reimbursement.
Bezor chases them away.
Bye, Bezor!
Can we kill
him?
Let's just go.
Yes.
Go with him and help kill him.
New record. 34.
We should shade our eyes.
Okay, Theon. I assume you guys are trying to kill the tangled one. Tangled.
Die!
Between the tangle and the sonic blast, most of them.
I know, 35. New record, 35. Counting the ones that fell in the pit that Janny killed.
No. I killed them.
How many did I put down with sleep in the fireball?
Nope, I got 32. I beat you.
38 gold, I think.
How many?
Yeah, new record.
Okay, they're shared kills, but that puts mine over
higher. Right there. That just fireballed.
It's gonna check pouches.
30 and then plus less
38.
24 dead.
24 died there. Okay, so Mark and Bezor chased that unit down and totally decimated it.
I got about 40.
And the personal best only cost me 1,000 gold pieces.
I killed more, so I got
and 2 wads of cotton.
Oh, so now that
Janny finished off the
I got about 30 and 40 plus some clothes.
Now that they're destroyed, can you tell them what his boots were?
Do you want to?
Yes, tell me. I want to know so badly.
The boots themselves were not actually magical, but the stone that was inside.
Oh, really?
Ha!
Does the stone get a separate save? Oh,
was it regeneration?
Oh, yes.
I got you, bro. 19.
13.
Okay, so you can write down that you have a magical stone.
A magical boot
and
stone.
And some slag leather and a magical stone.
Magical boots. Magical boot rock.
I'm going to get Bezor some clothes.
Well, actually, no. You know, I'm going to make you make a wisdom check. At -2.
Oh.
Oh, my.
To remember thinking that the stone was in there and that you might get just the stone.
Oh, that's easy.
Make him roll for insanity.
Why?
Everybody got an insanity.
Right, just because his fireball, just because he just got his entire clothing fireballed off of him. That's
I don't even have shoes. Oh, wait, I got to roll for socks.
Okay. Now, I just want you to know that it is
no, they killed too.
That the two of them refused to hide, and they're the ones that got fireballed, and all their stuff got
But you know who we got fireballed by? The people that were hiding.
The people that were on
our
team.
I fully get it.
Okay, so are all the goblins dead, and everyone is, migrating back to an area?
You guys drug us into that combat, so...
Right. So, yes, all the goblins
that was all
in
my
boat or ran.
You started casting, too.
Total dead on the goblin side is right around 200.
My boots are dead.
Now we're the murderers of...
How much? 200?
200 goblins.
Wow.
What we got?
Took out,
all right, Janny, start collecting their pouches.
Yeah!
No. Only grab gold.
Bezor, do you need some clothes? Pouches,
yeah,
sir.
I'll talk to you some. Right, you know, I bought those nice white frogs that were very not white anymore.
So,
and Jack, though, for like
the two of you are chasing down goblins trying to kill them. Another gun. You know, 20 minutes.
Well,
during that 20 minutes,
I brought extra clothes because my turn to get burnt.
That's good.
Picking up pouches. Okay.
But at least you had your undergarments.
After all, everyone is it's all settled. Everyone's done. Theon steps out from behind the trees and said, "How'd it go?"
Really smart.
All good.
Ooh. Oh, we should get some red pouches.
I pull some arrows out of my armor.
Yeah, that's okay.
Sounds fun.
Can we do some natural healing on y'all?
Yes, guys.
So I'm fresh. Who's almost dead?
We'll let you do the pouch thing, and each one of us actually represents 5 pouches.
Yeah.
I got fireballed.
Oh, Jesus.
From one volley. She went from full to 2 points left.
Josh, I got two points for you.
So the goblins are gone, except there's a huge mess. The fire in the forest basically is out.
You probably want to do natural healing on Jamie.
You have 20 minutes to do natural healing and stuff on people that are still there. And then Mark and Basil will return after taking
Jake,
out the
how,
Charlotte,
how, percentage-wise, how far are you down?
I healed 2 points?
Yeah.
Percentage-wise?
Yes.
I'll go around and Charlotte.
One,
three, Charlotte.
About half.
Did you get hurt?
Want me to unanchor you?
I did Jake and I did Charlotte already. Okay.
Your return.
I
heard it all.
I took 1 point of damage.
You're now at full.
Wait, what about
what do you want for
Danny? Danny and
Jake? I got two. You can try
three dice. Danny, that's 2 points, and Jake, that's 3 points.
I got
get one
four.
More, Josh.
I have
two. Yep, Charlotte, I got two. For
do you
Charlotte.
Want me to use the return on you,
Mark? Basor?
You get damage.
Half health.
Yes, I got fireball.
Mark, that's 3 points. Basor, that's 2 points.
I got three on Basor.
So okay. I get.
I'm right. You get 3 points back. I'm almost at half now.
49%.
You?
Nine.
I got two
I
on
failed
myself.
My wisdom check.
I got two on myself.
Yeah.
You need healing too?
No, I healed you. Yeah, I healed him.
What did you get?
He's at full anyway.
Oh, you healed him to full?
No, I healed him to full.
Okay.
I was only down
right,
the
way,
I just stood behind the tree the whole time.
What did you roll for me? Did you kill him?
I healed him.
Dead guy, all the dead goblins.
I'm searching.
I rolled a 19.
You had to kill the guys first.
No, I'm halfway down.
While you were doing that, the wolf came and helped you.
Hey!
He did during the combat, but he can't help it.
I get it. It's okay. I didn't want him to die.
He still gets experience.
Theon in... Phase went through and natural healed people.
Ooh, I got all the natural healing done that's being done.
Mark, yeah. You got three starting
meds. Three more? Man,
wait,
I wish we
did
had
he Ren. Did he do natural healing on you?
Yeah,
I think he did. Did one.
Okay, then you get two more.
I'm easy to heal.
I can use okay, go from zero to full in a cure light, man.
What's up?
Can we now go to the caves?
Somebody heal me, and I will heal them back.
Should we go back and nap?
Or try to, at least.
Wait.
Okay.
What do you got?
Do you have a nap spell?
I have a nap spell.
I got
maybe
abilities.
We should go use it.
We need it.
We need to use it on abilities. The goblins and then kill them.
No, what's your hope?
Oh, under half. I look like one more fireball
giving
could kill
us
me.
Tactical magic information.
One more fireball
yeah,
number.
To use a nap spell on the goblins, for example.
Basically, you know the number.
I'm a gem.
You should have thought about that.
I'm a gem. Him with my
staff. That's not what the nap spell is used
for.
Okay.
That's what sleep is
used
for.
To cure
not nap.
His mental defect.
Nap, we use it on ourselves so we can get like
yeah.
8 hours of sleeping in 1 hour.
Okay.
It's both.
Or something like
so.
That. So.
Yeah, that's exactly
it. It helps us.
Right.
It's the effect of 8 hours of sleep. And
hopefully both.
I know it's plus two.
And it's a deep sleep.
Yeah. So
Mighty Morphin time.
First of all, you lose.
Activate sleep.
Jab him a couple times.
Sure.
And you lose two.
Just like bash him over the head with it.
However, you do not gain any
points.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh,
well. And actually, over.
I feel clarity.
My brain feels less fogged. I am less...
I'm a get phase.
Disappointed
so.
In my magic.
Wait,
not
phase.
Magic at all, but out of ultimate reality warping.
Not halfway down.
I'm a get phase, too.
I got bad death perception.
What are these?
Honestly, I think it'd be a great archer.
Yeah, those are silver. There's different types.
All right, what are we doing?
Honestly, I think it'd be a great archer.
Demon the wolf
for
face.
Combat for my frequent combat card.
You touching phase of the staff?
Yeah.
I know
okay.
What
you have any insanity points?
I have three insanity points.
Okay. You would touch him a couple times? How many times you want to touch him? 2 times. Again, you lose 2 insanity points.
Ding, ding.
How do I...
But you're not getting any money.
Is there a way for someone to help me discover a magic item?
Yeah. I mean, sages can
six platinum.
Figure out what they are, bards can figure out what they are.
Six platinum.
What? I'm ready?
Sages can identify and cast a spell, identify, or there's like a whole much more powerful version of that. But there's lots of ways to know what that guy's are.
You can just use it in combat. Just throw the rock at three different goblins.
Hey!
I throw my rock at a goblin. Okay, you find out that your rock allows you to walk through walls.
Wait.
You saw it go through the third goblin.
Because it goes through the third goblin.
You gain 4 insanity points, but you find out that your rock allows you to walk through walls.
And experience points!
Your rock allows you to walk through walls.
And then he tries because the insanity is what's making him think he's
going to... What happens is...
31 silver.
He's having a dream about what's on the other side.
What happens is he throws the rock so hard it embeds in the goblin, and then the goblin falls backwards through a wall.
It's a rock of goblin slaying.
No, it goes through the goblin.
But it only works for goblins, so when he tries, he just runs into
a rock of goblin slaying.
Did somebody take claim of the dagger from the crazy tree guy? Crazy tree guy?
I thought someone did. 81.
It's hard to say.
81?
Yeah. Didn't they give it to Danny?
31 gold.
Nah, I wouldn't be Danny. Daggers aren't the thing.
Is it?
Oh, what's that little moth thing? What should I do?
Actually there.
I won't be a dagger guy soon. So.
Everyone but Charlotte, Brunson, and Pace.
And Jake.
What?
I think
what
Jake,
Jake was there. No, and Jake. Yeah,
what
Jake.
Fight?
I wasn't there. LeBron.
What fight?
I was in my own.
The fight against the Psionic dude.
Oh, it was me, Mark, Danny, and Dion.
The only person that was there that uses daggers, people that were there who actually used them would be Bazor and Mark.
Oh, I use them. Not good, but I use them.
I use them, but I won't soon. And I have a better one anyway, so.
Not
necessarily, you don't know
what someone wants a dagger.
I have a +3 dagger. It's probably better than what he had.
You don't know what his dagger does? It could be a dagger.
Because it's the party treasure, and I was going to mark who has it.
Okay. So I guess Mark has it.
45 copper.
Then he figures out it's magical, he's just going to destroy it. So if somebody else wanted to actually use it, you might want to...
I'll probably
use
take it.
Anti-nature.
You already have one. I will use it.
I'm pretty sure Bazor is one.
You have a giant axe.
Bazor said he...
I think Bazor did take it at that time because he was...
He said it was better than his.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you actually use it ever. You can use Saber versus Fireball for it.
Oh, cool. All right.
Roll a d20.
10.
No problem.
No.
Metal.
So Bazor has it?
Bazor has it.
I'm going to knock him.
What is special about it?
Don't know.
Seemed to be magical.
The dagger from the crazy tree guy.
Crazy tree guy dagger.
I might rob Bazor for his magical items.
Fry his brains.
Last time you did that, my axe attacked you while it was in your hands.
Bazor and Mark return while Janny is still counting the money.
I already did it. Okay. Yay.
You need some help, Janny?
I'll throw my extra set of clothes at Bazor.
Charlotte, give me some.
Yeah. Charlotte, give me some.
They chased goblins for 2 miles across the
throw
sleep side.
At so I can not see that axe.
Barefooted, without clothes.
He has boots.
You have nothing. He's got a shirt, chainmail armor, a helmet, and shoes. You have nothing.
I have a hat.
So Bazor, in a hat, chased goblins and killed them.
It's
for
one of those
miles.
Like feather ones that Robin Hood has.
Oh, she gave him clothes.
It doesn't get more Bazor than that.
When he comes back, there's blood all over his hat.
It's one of the feather ones like Robin Hood has.
The pimp hat.
That's gonna stain.
If you dip it a bit more, it'll be like a nice red.
Oh, I want to try to see what
my last
was.
All right, we gotta go.
Let's focus.
I want to try to see if I want to try two things for my second level X.
Okay.
I was gonna try creating light.
Okay. Nothing
happened. And then I was gonna try. What was it earlier that we were talking about? Oh yeah, curing insanities or something like that. I was gonna try that.
Okay.
Try it on yourself.
Or benefit people in their health in any way.
Does she know she's insane?
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.